Private Norman Nitzky, who had come in at Hagenau, remembered the time his squad started to drive away in a German ambulance, only to find that a German doctor with a pregnant woman was in the back trying to deliver a baby. The Americans hopped out. One morning, Lieutenant Ritchie grabbed the camera of a German woman photographing the convoy. But instead of taking it, he threw it on the ground and shot it with his pistol. This earned him the nickname, the Camera Killer. Contact with the enemy picked up as the convoy moved southeast, but not in the sense of combat. The men began to see German soldiers in small groups trying to surrender, then larger groups, finally more field gray uniforms than anyone could have imagined existed. Easy Company was in the midst of a German army in disintegration. The supply system lay in ruins. All the German soldiers wanted was a safe entry into a POW cage. I couldn't get over the sensation of having the Germans, who only a short time ago had been so difficult to capture, come in from the hills like sheep and surrender, Webster wrote. When the convoy reached the Autobahn leading east to Munich, the road was reserved for Allied military traffic, the median for Germans marching west to captivity. Gordon Carson recalled that as far as you could see in the median were German prisoners, fully armed. No one would stop to take their surrender. We just waved. Webster called the sight of the Germans in the median a tingling spectacle. They came on in huge blocks. We saw the unbelievable spectacle of two GIs keeping watch on some 2,500 enemy. At that moment, the men of the company realized that the German collapse was complete, that there would be no recovery this spring as there had been last fall. There was still some scattered, sporadic resistance. Every single bridge was destroyed by German engineers as the Allies approached. Occasionally, a fanatic SS unit would fire from its side of the stream. It was more an irritant than a threat or danger. The Americans would bring forward some light artillery, drive the SS troops away, and wait for the engineers to repair the old or make a new bridge. Winters was struck by the German fanaticism, the discipline that led German engineers to blow their own bridges when the uselessness of the destruction was clear to any idiot, and the total futility of the war. Here was a German army trying to surrender and walking north along the Autobahn, while at the same time another group was blowing out the bridges to slow down the surrender. On April 29th, the company stopped for the night at Buchloe in the foothills of the Alps, near Landsberg. Here they saw their first concentration camp.